Our next batch of stories include a riverside cafe and ferry service which seeks a backer to stay afloat, traffic issues and parking woes are most pressing concerns in the road revamp proposal, and a city pub has a scary transformation outside its doors.
As part of the £32 million Transforming Cities Fund, Norfolk County Council has been awarded an allocation of money to make Sprowston Road safer and more accessible. The council has remained tight-lipped on how much cash it has to spend, but has said plans could include widening the road and removing on-street parking. Last year, a consultation was held to gauge what neighbours' perceptions of the area were, with the results published earlier. Half of the respondents said that Sprowston Road was served by good bus service, but it was hindered by huge amounts of traffic, which 80% of people said was a problem. Stopping pavement parking was also a high priority for 51% of the respondents, as well as slowing traffic. The County Council is also yet to set a timescale for the project start and completion.
Get sorted early for Christmas as a pop-up festive shop has returned to the city for its 57th year. The original Norwich Charity Christmas card shop is now open inside St Peter Mancroft Church, opposite the Forum. It is open from Mondays to Saturdays until Thursday, December the 18th, with the opening hours from 10:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. As well as cards, there will also be calendars, wrapping paper and tags, as well as other seasonal items. It will raise money for a whole host of local, regional and national charities, each with their own card section, including the East Anglian Air Ambulance, Alzheimer's Society and Norwich Food Bank. The shop is run by around 100 volunteers and there will be a raffle of Christmas hampers to cover costs. Every penny raised will go to charity, and the organisers are hoping to top the 2021 total of £44,000.
A city pub has pulled out all the spooky stops this Halloween and has installed a 10-foot figure to guard its entrance. The Catherine Wheel in St Augustine Street is popular for its extravagant displays at festive times of the year. This Halloween, staff have gone bigger and better, with a chilling display complete with a 10-foot Grim Reaper to greet guests on the pavement. Halloween is a great time of year for a party and for people to dress up. The Augustine Street pub team have spent a few weeks having the decorations erected and lots of events are due to take place. These include a Halloween quiz and a Halloween-themed drag karaoke.
They are the frustrating items that can't go in your recycling bin and end up in landfill. But for Susan Simpson, so-called non-recyclable waste is much sought after and treasured material. She arranges the collection of things like toothpaste tubes, used toothbrushes, crisp packets and other forms of plastic packaging that usually end up in landfill. With a group of other volunteers, the Norfolk County Council finance officer then hands the items to TerraCycle, a global project which specialises in recycling hard-to-recycle waste. People involved in TerraCycle's scheme earn points for recycling, which can be given as cash to charities, schools or other non-profit organisations. The team ask the public to leave certain items at their public collection point at Thorpe Plant Centre. Other items which can be left there include cleaning and personal care products and packaging, cheese packaging and flexible coffee packaging.
A ferry service and riverside cafe is searching for a backer to secure its future. For years, people have been able to hop on a boat service to Whittingham Country Park from Thorpe, courtesy of the Thorpe Ferry. Between May and September, around 500 passengers took the 4 to 5 minute journey. Ahead of their trip out or on the way back, visitors often stop off at the adjoining Thorpe Ferry Cafe for a coffee and a slice of cake on the riverside deck overlooking the River Yare. However, owner Stephen Ellingham is now looking for backing, in the hopes he can continue ferrying the boats and serving the customers at the Bungalow Lane venue. Now we have our second feature written by Sophie Skyring. A popular city park contains possible microclimate. Your reader is Ian Robertson.